You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Last year, more than 27,000 Detroit homes had their water shut off because of what the city says were unpaid bills. In some neighborhoods, one in five homes lost water access. It's the result of the cash-strapped city getting tough on people who can't keep up with paying their water bills. That push began in 2014. City officials predicted the shutoffs would taper down as people got themselves on payment programs and bills started being paid. But a Bridge Magazine report tells us residential shutoffs last year were up 18% over the previous year. Now, could the Motor City perhaps learn something from the City of Brotherly Love? This month, the Philadelphia Water Department launched a first-of-its-kind program in the nation, making water more affordable for low-income families. It's called TAP, the Tiered Assistance Program. Rob Ballinger is a senior attorney for the nonprofit Community Legal Services with us now from Philadelphia. Rob, welcome.
Thank you, Cynthia. Glad to be here.
Tell us how TAP works, the Tiered Assistance Program.
If a low-income family completes an application and they're a customer of the department, they're entitled to bills which are calculated as a percentage of household income. If they owe any amount to the water department prior to enrolling in the program, that amount gets set aside. It basically gets frozen, and over a long period of time, it could be forgiven through continual payments under the TAP program. That's an area where we still believe we have some work to do. But as far as keeping the water on, a low-income family, anyone below 150% of the federal poverty guidelines, approximately $36,000 for a family of four, can get a bill that's calculated as either 2%, 2.5%, or 3% of their gross monthly income. That's all that family will have to pay for water, sewer, and stormwater service on a monthly basis. And for so long as they do so, they're not going to be asked to make any payment toward the amount that they owed prior to enrolling.
I'm wondering, what might a typical water bill be before someone gets on TAP compared to afterward?
The average household uses about 6 CCFs of water per month, and that totals approximately $70, $71, $72 per month under current rates.
Okay.
For example, that family were in the 100 to 150% of federal poverty tier and received $1,500 of gross income per month, then they would pay 3% of that amount. So if that family has a gross monthly income of $1,500 per month, that family would end up paying a $45 bill every month under this program. And of course, if that family had been asked to pay a substantially larger amount because they had debt prior to enrolling in the program, you know, that's really going to reduce the bill even further. So in a lot of cases, the families that we represent come to us with significant amount of backwater debt in the thousands and thousands of dollars sometimes. So when those families have an opportunity to not make a payment on that debt, as well as paying their current bills on a monthly basis, that's where the real savings is, right? Because if you have to pay $100 towards your debt, plus an average bill of $70, $72, and what's really affordable to you is more like $45, well, where do you come up with the difference?
So this is a first of its kind in the nation because the water rate isn't based on how much you use, it's based on income.
That's right. We're not reinventing the wheel when we say that this is something new and innovative. It is in the context of water utility service. In the context of gas and electric service, in a lot of places, they have these kinds of programs already.
And it's just, I know, the first month of TAP. It just went into effect this month. Do you see this as an effective tool, not only for making the cost of water more affordable for low-income residents, but preventing shutoffs, preventing foreclosures?
Well, yeah, absolutely. We don't have data yet, but we know that from studies in the other utility industries in gas and electric, customers who enroll in affordable bill programs have higher bill coverage rates. That means they're paying more of their bills. So, I mean, we want to get people into the path of compliance. We want to get them in with service on and paying affordable bills. That's the alternative to really, you know, those dire consequences to losing your home, to losing, you know, custody of your children, to risking your health and deteriorating your family. That's what's at stake. And we think this program is really the way to do it, to go about resolving those issues.
Rob, what do you think cities like Flint, like Detroit, that have issues with water and affordability could learn from this approach now that's being taken in Philadelphia?
the really important thing is to understand sort of how the problem originated. What we did here is we started to look through the rate-making structure at what was the collection rate on aging debt in the water system. What we found out was that the city's debt for water that customers owe that's more than 2 years old, which is the majority of that debt, is virtually uncollectible. When we set rates, we basically assume that's not going to come in the door. We're holding the debt, we're holding the customer responsible for the debt, but our rates are designed on a current basis to fund providing the service. So we sort of have a mismatch in terms of what we are trying to accomplish on a day-to-day basis with the utility and this lingering bad debt. That's what this program was about. It was about resolving that debt on a going-forward basis. It's not collectible, so it's just languishing out there as liens threatening people's property. If we can get into compliance, we can get more payments from those families on their affordable bills, and we can relieve the obligation, you know, relieve the problem that we have in the system of creating new debt. So I think in a lot of cities, that analysis may not be undertaken in the same way as it is in Philadelphia. That's one of the benefits of our rate-making structure, where we do go through basically an administrative trial to determine what water rates should be. We get to exchange a lot of information, do discovery, examine each other's witnesses, and really understand what the rates need to be going forward to maintain the essential service for all Philadelphians. And when you do that, you start to learn really about sort of what the problems are and how you can approach them differently than maybe you have in the past. That's sort of where this all kind of came from, in my view, is a real understanding of the problem of bad debt in our water utility. Other cities, I think, are looking to Philadelphia to see how this works for us going forward. I'm really excited to report on that when we have the data. We will have it. There's a reporting obligation in the statute that authorized this program, so we will get data on how the program is working. But in the meantime, I know Baltimore is introducing legislation similar to ours that may establish a similar type of program. I think there's an opportunity here to learn from this model, to see how it works, to apply it with those, you know, necessary changes that each community may have. There's no one size fits all, but the general framework is one that I think is really sound, and is one that I think will benefit a lot of people. The department estimates up to 60,000 families may be eligible for this program. That's a ninefold increase over the program that we've had for the last several years, which has benefited about 7,500 customers annually. That's a massive increase. We may not get there very quickly, but my expectation is we will help a lot more families in the long term.
Rob Ballinger, senior attorney with Community Legal Services in Philadelphia. The city has just launched a first of its kind in the nation program called Tiered Assistance Program, making water more affordable for low-income families. Rob, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Cynthia. Enjoyed it.